Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. We've mentioned a couple of times this morning, Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe, the Agriculture Minister Daryl Harrison, and others meeting with federal colleagues, including the federal Minister of Agriculture, to talk about canola tariffs, to talk about support for the canola industry, and of course the trip that Premier Moe and others from our province are planning to make to China and would like to have some federal government representation there, including the Prime Minister. Whether they will get it or not, this is essentially the provincial government taking the wheel, sitting in the driver's seat to try and further and drive this conversation around either getting rid of the tariffs completely, or if not, and I guess the booby prize is to find a way to have support for the canola industry. Best case scenario is the removal of the tariffs altogether. If we can't accomplish that, obviously the Premier would like to have some support by the federal government. So today at 1 o'clock, Premier Scott Moe will be holding a news conference, and we will carry that live for you. That will be during Justin Blackwell's show during Saskatchewan Afternoons. So 1 o'clock, we'll carry it here for you to listen to. Well, how often are we talking about and bringing guests on who have done research through the Canadian Light Source, the synchrotron in Saskatoon, whether it's about mining or discoveries of dinosaur bones, strengthening batteries? They do some pretty cool work there. The CLS, Canada's Light Source, the synchrotron facility, world-class research center using powerful beams of light to unlock answers to complex problems in a variety of different sectors, agriculture, health, the environment. I was very lucky about a month and a half ago to do a tour of the facility, which is situated at the University of Saskatchewan. Canadian Light Source is just, it's huge. You actually have to go inside to appreciate the size of this facility and the incredible work that was done. And while there, I met some great people, including my next guest. Dr. Ingrid Pickering is the Chief Science Officer with the Canadian Light Source. Ingrid, a big part of the tour that we took on, and Ingrid, one of a few hosting a conference this week, the 4th Pan-American Light Sources for Agriculture, or otherwise known as PALSA conference, is happening in Saskatoon, and I have Dr. Ingrid Pickering joining us by phone. Doctor, thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, Evan, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I've been quite effusive in my appreciation of the tour that we got a while back now from you and others at the Canadian Light Source. I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of your facility before that, but it just proved to me how important this is. Can we talk about how rare it is? It's the only one in Canada. How many light sources are there in the world, facilities like this?
There are a few dozen around the world, and every science board nation has one, or some have more than one. It's the mark of a nation that values science that it has a synchrotron facility. But it's very special that Canada's synchrotron is right here in Saskatchewan and here in Saskatoon at the University of Saskatchewan.
The conference that's being hosted, I introduced it in my lead up to our chat, the 4th Pan-American Light Sources for Agriculture Conference. Tell me a little bit about this. What is an overview of this event?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. So PALSA, PALSA is a conference which was actually initiated by the Canadian Light Source. It's a partnership between three light sources in the Americas. So along with the Canadian Light Source, there is the synchrotron in Brazil. And then there's also a synchrotron that is at Cornell University. It's called CHESS in New York State, in the United States. So back in 2019, these three synchrotrons got together. They each had a strategic direction in terms of looking at agriculture using the synchrotron, and said, let's get together and have a conference which draws together like-minded people. And so in 2019, it started off. Canadian Light Source hosted the very first one right here in Saskatoon. The second one in 2021 was in Brazil. In 2023, it went to Cornell in the United States. And then the fourth one has come full circle back home to Saskatchewan. But it's very exciting because there's so much interest from other synchrotrons around the world. They're sort of looking at us and seeing what we're doing. And so those founding leaders are now in the process of opening it up to make it an international to bring in people from Europe and Asia and so forth to make it a truly international conference. It's very exciting that Canada has taken the lead on this.
Yes, for sure. I'm curious. Dr. Ingrid Pickering is my guest from the Canadian Light Source. Is there a competition between light sources? Obviously, we know that there's incredible research done at our Canadian Light Source, but with that comes funding, and that's all part of it. Is there a competition, or is it really more of a collaborative model?
Oh, that's a really good question. Is it a competition or a collaboration between light sources? I think there's a lot more cooperativity and partnership between light sources than being rivals. But in a way, it's like being siblings, right? There's times when you compete with each other to be first at something or things like that. But then more often than not, you're helping each other to solve problems. And we have lots of examples of reaching out and emulating each other, sharing information. And of course, the best things happen when it goes in that way. But certainly in this case, people around the world are looking at the model of what we're doing here at the Canadian Light Source in terms of serving the agricultural community and saying, we love that. We want to do something like that as well.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting today with the Chief Science Officer with the Canadian Light Source, Dr. Ingrid Pickering. So one of many areas where research is focused at the Canadian Light Source is in the agriculture area, and that is the focus of this conference. Can you give us just some of the highlights and ways in which light sources in this Pan-American Light Sources Conference are advancing agriculture and ultimately food on the planet?
That's right. It's such a timely moment to look at these things because, of course, considering food security and the need to feed a growing population is so important. And an area where Saskatchewan has such an important role to play. Synchrotron technologies can inform in so many different ways. And we've heard many, many examples today and then over the course of the 3 days of this conference. We can start with looking at crops themselves. And we can use the synchrotron to sort of peer inside crop plants and to understand things like how diseases affect them and how to mitigate those diseases, things like fusarium in wheat. We can also look at how crops can tolerate changing conditions like drought conditions, how they actually adapt to use that water better. And so we can use the x-rays to peer inside and find that out in ways that you can't do anywhere else in Canada. We can also look at the soils and look at the nutritional part of the soils and to understand interactions there. We can look at those micronutrients within the crops as well. But we can also go to a different direction, and that's in terms of food production and sort of new foods like plant-based proteins, which are being transformed into, for instance, foods that mimic meat, but they're made entirely of plant matter, and use our high technology tools to understand the structure, the microstructure of that plant-based meat. And how to improve it to give it, say, more of that mouth appeal, to make sure that it melts and cooks in just the right way and those sorts of things. We can use the synchrotron light for that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's this vast array of different things that are being presented. It is really exciting. I'm learning so much.
Dr. Ingrid Pickering is my guest. I feel like it's well situated in Saskatchewan when we're talking agriculture, especially this time of the year. Harvest is here. Farmers are constantly looking for ways to increase productivity, whether it be with the size of equipment and technology, but using some of the findings from the Canadian Light Source and then allowing it to commercialize in the ag market really is, I think, a way to, in the future, continue to enhance productivity. So I very much appreciate the work that you and your team and bringing together people for this conference are doing for our province, for our producers.
Well, yes, and of course the leadership that the Canadian Light Source has in terms of agriculture draws first of all from our place in Saskatchewan, our place in the prairies. It also derives from deep connections with research at the University of Saskatchewan, the College of Agriculture and Bioresources, which has such a long tradition in that way, but also the Saskatchewan innovation ecosystem. We are part of so many great connections in Saskatoon and the broader province as well, which gives us that opportunity to really help propel this industry forward as just one piece of a puzzle, but one piece that can provide critical information that nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pickering, before I let you go, I asked you this question when you were gracious enough to take us on our tour a month and a half or so ago. But the synchrotron, which is now being measured in decades that it's been in our province, not just years, does it ever become old technology? Have we improved upon light beams and how it can be done? And if so, does that mean that you need to regularly upgrade the facility?
That's a really great question, Evan. Thank you so much for that. It's 20 years since our first user came to the Canadian Light Source. And so we essentially have a 20-year-old machine. So if you think in terms of maybe the car that you're driving, that's kind of getting quite old. And technologies, of course, are always improving. And we've had the opportunity to make some upgrades as we've gone along and some additions. When we first opened back in 2005, there were many fewer beamlines and more beamlines, meaning experimental stations where researchers can do their work. We have many more of those as well. But there's more to be done. And actually, it's very exciting because at the moment, we are having conversations at the federal level where they're looking at the funding model for large-scale national facilities, including especially the Canadian Light Source, but others as well. This actually includes VDO, Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization as well, and looking at the funding model of how to fund them and how to fund upgrades because there is a particular new technology, which synchrotron facilities elsewhere in other countries have been bringing in a sort of major upgrade, which transforms right. The quality of the beam, and we are looking for the opportunity to have that technology in Canada as well.
Well, it's an important conversation. I'll continue to be an advocate for you and the team at CLS. Dr. Pickering, thank you so much for your time this morning, and good luck with the conference.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful chatting with you, Evan.
Dr. Ingrid Pickering, Chief Science Officer with the Canadian Light Source and their conference, which is the fourth Pan American Light Sources for Agriculture, happening in Saskatoon today and tomorrow. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, thanks again for joining us today on the program. And the morning always goes by so quickly. Lots of great guests. Tomorrow is no exception to the rule. We've got another full show, including our lone liberal representative with the federal government, Buckley Blanger, will be joining us tomorrow on the show. He's a Liberal MP for Saskatchewan's Desnethe, Missinippi, Churchill River riding. So that'll be one of a few conversations we have on the show. Green and White Prognostications is back. Riders back in action this weekend against the Stamps, looking for revenge. The only loss the Riders have suffered this year was at the hands of the Stamps. Can they turn the tables on that? Whole lot of discussion tomorrow morning, and I hope you can join us. It fires up at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.